On the day Moses finished setting up the tabernacle, he anointed and consecrated it and all its furnishings, along with the altar and all its utensils. And the leaders of Israel, the heads of their families, presented an offering. These men were the tribal leaders who had supervised the registration. They brought as their offering before the Lord 6 covered carts and 12 oxen, an ox from each leader and a cart from every 2 leaders, and presented them before the tabernacle. And the Lord said to Moses, accept these gifts from them that they may be used in the work of the tent of meeting, and give them to the Levites, to each man according to his service. So Moses took the carts and oxen and gave them to the Levites. He gave the Gershonites 2 carts and 4 oxen as their service required. And he gave the Merarites 4 carts and 8 oxen as their service required, all under the direction of Ithamar, son of Aaron the priest. But he did not give any to the Kohathites, since they were to carry on their shoulders the holy objects for which they were responsible. When the altar was anointed, the leaders approached with their offerings for its dedication and presented them before the altar. And the Lord said to Moses, each day 1 leader is to present his offering for the dedication of the altar. On the first day, Nashon, son of Amminadab, from the tribe of Judah, drew near with his offering. His offering was 1 silver platter weighing 130 shekels, and 1 silver bowl weighing 70 shekels, both according to the sanctuary shekel, and filled with fine flour mixed with oil for a grain offering. 1 gold dish weighing 10 shekels, filled with incense, 1 young bull, 1 ram, and 1 male lamb, a year old, for a burnt offering. 1 male goat for a sin offering, and a peace offering of 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 male goats, and 5 male lambs, a year old. This was the offering of Nashon, son of Amminadab. On the second day, Nethanel, son of Zuar, the leader of Issachar, drew near. The offering he presented was 1 silver platter weighing 130 shekels, and 1 silver bowl weighing 70 shekels, both according to the sanctuary shekel, and filled with fine flour mixed with oil for a grain offering. 1 gold dish weighing 10 shekels, filled with incense, 1 young bull, 1 ram, and 1 male lamb, a year old, for a burnt offering. 1 male goat for a sin offering, and a peace offering of 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 male goats, and 5 male lambs, a year old. This was the offering of Nethanel, son of Zuar. On the third day, Eliab, son of Helon, the leader of the Zebulunites, drew near. His offering was 1 silver platter weighing 130 shekels, and 1 silver bowl weighing 70 shekels, both according to the sanctuary shekel, and filled with fine flour mixed with oil for a grain offering. 1 gold dish weighing 10 shekels, filled with incense, 1 young bull, 1 ram, and 1 male lamb, a year old, for a burnt offering. 1 male goat for a sin offering, and a peace offering of 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 male goats, and 5 male lambs, a year old. This was the offering of Eliab, son of Helon. On the fourth day, Eleazar, son of Shedder, the leader of the Reubenites, drew near. His offering was 1 silver platter weighing 130 shekels, and 1 silver bowl weighing 70 shekels, both according to the sanctuary shekel, and filled with fine flour mixed with oil for a grain offering. 1 gold dish weighing 10 shekels, filled with incense, 1 young bull, 1 ram, and 1 male lamb, a year old, for a burnt offering. 1 male goat for a sin 5 male goats and 5 male lambs a year old. This was the offering of Shelumiel, son of Zurishaddai.
On the sixth day, Eliasaph, son of Deuel, the leader of the Gadites, drew near. His offering was 1 silver platter weighing 130 shekels, and 1 silver bowl weighing 70 shekels, both according to the sanctuary shekel, filled with fine flour mixed with oil for a grain offering. 1 gold dish weighing 10 shekels filled with incense, 1 young bull, 1 ram, and 1 male lamb a year old for a burnt offering. 1 male goat for a sin offering, and a peace offering of 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 male goats, and 5 male lambs a year old. This was the offering of Eliasaph, son of Ammihud. On the seventh day, Elishama, son of Ammihud, the leader of the Ephraimites, drew near. His offering was 1 silver platter weighing 130 shekels, and 1 silver bowl weighing 70 shekels, both according to the sanctuary shekel, and filled with fine flour mixed with oil for a grain offering. 1 gold dish weighing 10 shekels filled with incense, 1 young bull, 1 ram, and 1 male lamb a year old for a burnt offering. 1 male goat for a sin offering, and a peace offering of 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 male goats, and 5 male lambs a year old. This was the offering of Elishama, son of Ammihud. On the eighth day, Gamaliel, son of Pedazur, the leader of the Manassites, drew near. His offering was 1 silver platter weighing 130 shekels, and 1 silver bowl weighing 70 shekels, both according to the sanctuary shekel, and filled with fine flour mixed with oil for a grain offering. 1 gold dish weighing 10 shekels filled with incense, 1 young bull, 1 ram, and 1 male lamb a year old for a burnt offering. 1 male goat for a sin offering, and a peace offering of 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 male goats, and 5 male lambs a year old. This was the offering of Gamaliel, son of Pedazur. On the ninth day, Ahiezer, son of Ammishaddai, the leader of the Danites, drew near. His offering was 1 silver platter weighing 130 shekels, and 1 silver bowl weighing 70 shekels, both according to the sanctuary shekel, and filled with fine flour mixed with oil for a grain offering. 1 gold dish weighing 10 shekels filled with incense, 1 young bull, 1 ram, and 1 male lamb a year old for a burnt offering. 1 male goat for a sin offering, and a peace offering of 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 male goats, and 5 male lambs a year old. This was the offering of Abidan, son of Gideon. On the 11th day, Pagiel, son of Ochran, the leader of the Asherites, drew near. His offering was one silver platter weighing 130 shekels, and one silver bowl weighing 70 shekels, both according to the sanctuary shekel, and filled with fine flour mixed with oil for a grain offering. One gold dish weighing 10 shekels filled with incense. One young bull, one ram, and one male lamb a year old for a burnt offering. One male goat for a sin offering, and a peace offering of 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 male goats, and 5 male lambs a year old. This was the offering of Pagiel, son of Ochran. On the 12th day, Ahiras, son of Enan, the leader of the Naphtalites, drew near. His offering was one silver platter weighing 130 shekels, and one silver bowl weighing 70 shekels, both according to the sanctuary shekel, and filled with fine flour mixed with oil for a grain offering. One gold dish weighing 10 shekels filled with incense. One young bull, one ram, and one male lamb a year old for a burnt offering. One male goat for a sin offering, and a peace offering of 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 male goats, and 5 male lambs a year old. This was the offering of Ahiras, son of Enan. So these were the offerings from the leaders of Israel for the dedication of the altar when it was anointed. 12 silver platters, 12 silver bowls, and 12 gold dishes. Each silver platter weighed 130 shekels, and each silver bowl 70 shekels. The total weight of the silver articles was 2,400 shekels, according to the sanctuary shekel. The 12 gold dishes filled with incense weighed 10 shekels each, according to the sanctuary shekel. The total weight of the gold dishes was 120 shekels. All the livestock for the burnt offering totaled 12 bulls, 12 rams, and 12 male lambs a year old, together with their grain offerings, and 12 male goats for the sin offering. All the livestock sacrificed for the peace offering totaled 24 bulls, 60 rams, 60 male goats, and 60 male lambs a year old. This was the dedication offering for the altar after it was anointed. When Moses entered the tent of meeting to speak with the Lord, he heard the voice speaking to him from between the 2 cherubim above the mercy seat on the ark of the testimony. Thus the Lord spoke to him.